Welcome back to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Kelly Damon had been having panic attacks for decades, but she didn't know what they were or how to control them.
And I checked myself into a drug rehab program, which was a year-long program. And they didn't do what they were supposed to do. They just gave me pills for just anything. Anything I said was wrong, they just gave me pills for. And I knew that it wasn't feeling right because nothing was happening.
Mrs. Damon said everything changed for her within days after she heard about Mosaic Community Services, which serves people with mental health problems in Central Maryland. She said she was surrounded with services.
They actually sent me in to see a primary care doctor, a practitioner, the same day they did the intake. And they actually gave me a therapist and a psychologist. All in one day, they gave me three people to see. And these people wanted to see me back right away. I was like, this is help. Somebody's getting ready to dig deep into my life. And I got really happy and excited, and I went home and told my husband.
In addition to medical attention, she and her husband live in an apartment organized by Mosaic. She says she's learned how to control her panic attacks and how to communicate. She now holds a part-time job as a school health aide. That kind of wraparound, whole-person treatment was being praised as essential on Friday as Mosaic celebrated opening its renovated clinic in Charles Village. The city's health commissioner, Dr. Lena Wen, said the last few weeks in Baltimore show the need for integrated care.
We cannot talk about the reforms that are needed here in Baltimore City without addressing what occurred in our city last week. It's the big elephant in our room. And we can't talk about what happened last week without also recognizing that everything is interrelated, that there's no way that health can exist in a vacuum. And so just like we cannot treat someone with addiction without also tending to their mental health, we also can't treat mental health without addressing underlying physical conditions and access to food and housing and employment.
This is Maryland Morning on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Later, in our studio, I asked Mosaic's executive director, Jeff Richardson, whether his organization has a greater challenge now.
We do. We've always had a challenge, Sheila. I think one of the things that's happened is our whole focus towards this. And I think that every time you hear people struggling about what do we have to do here in the city to make things better, and people want a solution. There's like one thing everybody wants to see happen. And depending on who you talk to, there's another one thing. And our approach to how we want to deliver these services has been that all of these things have to work. In the case of what we do, it's being able to provide the mental health interventions and the addiction interventions that have evidence base that support that they work. But those without supporting people in their own communities, ensuring that people have safe, decent, affordable housing, there's opportunities for employment. There's opportunities to have a healthy, engaged community in someone's overall health and wellness. It's helping our communities understand when someone's in distress what to do. So an intervention is not enough. And what we're finding is that if people also feel unsafe, their ability to tolerate stress, their ability to manage already a challenging environment is further compounded. So our jobs become more difficult. And much of what we do does not happen in our building. It's provided in home and in people's community, wherever they are. And I think anything that creates even a further challenge for people makes people more significantly vulnerable to stress, their overall physical health, and some of the challenges we were already having with addictions. And so we have a lot to do simply to address all of these services and coordinate them more effectively. There's never going to be one silver a bullet or magic pill that's going to solve all of this.
I asked Richardson, who comes to Mosaic?
Many of the folks that we serve have a significant challenges both medically and with mental health and addictions. And we in healthcare tend to isolate one of these functions against the other. And particularly if you have a mental health need, it becomes a further challenge to get these services well coordinated and well focused in terms of someone's overall recovery with their mental health and addictions. We're also seeing a significant number of people with mental health needs having very preventable health conditions not addressed. And so we felt as an organization, we critically needed to establish those services on site when someone was getting both their mental health and addiction programming. And we've seen remarkable success when we've provided these. The other piece is coordinating them, which is ensuring that people are getting the needs they needs met in a timely fashion and coordinated under one structure. And so in addition to providing the services, we spend a lot of time coordinating and evaluating how we're doing with all of these services.
Kelly Damon told us about having panic attacks, feeling something was wrong, not being supplied at other facilities with pills, but no real diagnosis. She said that within 2 days of her first visiting Mosaic, she had three doctors examining her, trying to figure out her problem. Is that a standard of care you realistically can supply to everyone who walks in the door?
I think it's our goal and aspiration to provide it to everyone. I think one of the challenges that we have in healthcare in general, and we have now, is simply the resources to make sure that they're available for everyone. But the way we've organized this program is that we can provide both mental health, psychiatry and physician services, primary health services provided by a physician, and our addiction services provided and coordinated by a physician. But the challenge that we continue to have here in Maryland and across the country is access to healthcare providers, and also ones that are passionate and committed about providing services in the community, and love working with the population of folks that we absolutely adore and are committed to serving. So all those things have to line up right, Sheila.
So how do you pay for what you're promising to do at the Integrated Healthcare Center?
We do it. Most of the funds to support what we do come through Medicaid. Much of what we do is a fee-for-service model, meaning that if someone comes in to see one of our psychiatrists and they have Medicaid, we bill on a fee-for-service basis for that encounter. There's some other services that we provide that are helping us to develop and coordinate this model in a unique way. About a year and a half ago, Maryland took a leadership position in funding what are called behavioral health homes. And under that, it has allowed us to facilitate and coordinate all of these services together. In addition to that, we have this wonderful new building or new renovation that we've done to be able to make those services work in tandem with each other. We were very successful with a $4 million fundraising campaign that included money from both the state of Maryland, from local foundations, and from individual donors to allow us to develop the space to make that work.
But the services you're talking about, so the building's been renovated, but the services you're talking about, you have been supplying.
Yes, we have. And again, one of the concerns that we continue to have is both at the federal level and at the state level, the commitment to continuing to fund Medicaid effectively. Right now, we have some serious concerns as we have a budget cut from the state of Maryland of about 2% on Medicaid dollars and physician rates that are going to affect our ability to deliver these services and meet the demand, because it's not only just delivering what we're doing now, but there's a growing demand for these services. And if we don't address this seriously, we will be farther and farther behind here in the city.
I appreciate you talking to us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jeff Richardson is Executive Director of Mosaic Community Services, which is part of the Shepherd Pratt Health System. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Maryland Morning is an original production
of your public radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
We have production help from
Estelle Klein.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
Coffee for our guests provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. On the web at ZEKESCoffee.com.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. On this day in Maryland history, 1790, the Eastern Shore's first newspaper, Maryland Herald and Eastern Shore Intelligencer, began publication in Easton. It folded in 1804. We're back Wednesday. Please join us.